positive or negative, has a certain medical reality. It does not have to have a spiritual reality in a way that separates us one from the other. It does not have to have a political reality that says there are two kinds of people in the world and they can never be together. It does have a medical reality that's important, and it's not a bad reality. Neither one or the other has moral value, in my opinion. But the hopeful thing to me is that the question for us, do we want to be positive or negative, or are we positive or negative, isn't about antibody status. It's about, do we want to be hopeful or give up hope? Do we want to be committed or do we want to feel resigned? Can we bring ourselves to not give up on each other and not give up on God until such time as we experience the healing that I believe is God's will for us? I think it's important for this church and for this community to remind ourselves time and time again, God does not send illness. God does not punish us through illness. These are not judgments on us. But rather, God's role in this is hoping with us, praying with us, experiencing with us the pain and also the joys when they happen that having the reality of positive and negative in our community means right now. I pray for you that you can find in your heart a place where, whether you're positive or negative in terms of antibody status, you can say, that will never separate me from the people around me. If you're positive and perhaps want to spare people who are negative from possible pain or suffering, I've had that articulated to me a number of times. I can tell you as a person who loves a person with AIDS that I would never, ever give up a minute of the relationship that we have had. Not 1 minute. And if you're a person who's negative, if you can find in your heart some place where you say, no matter what it means politically, in our community, or even what toll it may take on me emotionally, I will not allow myself to be separated from those of a different antibody status. If you can find that place in your heart tonight, and if all of us together can commit to say, and we will not give God rest until we know healing.
Amen.
Amen.